In a brief memorandum to the Anchorage Assembly, Mayor Sullivan announced he was vetoing the ordinance that would have forbidden discrimination against gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgendered people. The ordinance passed last Tuesday evening, and this was the final day for Sullivan to veto it. He issued only the written statement and held no press availability. The mayor wrote, quote, "My review shows that there is clearly a lack of quantifiable evidence necessitating this ordinance. My review also shows that the vast majority of those who communicated their position on the ordinance are in opposition." Assemblymember Pat Flynn wrote the compromise at one passage from a trio of proposed ordinances. His version sought to afford protection against discrimination based on sexual orientation in matters of housing, employment, financial dealings, and public accommodations, while providing exemptions for churches and other faith-based organizations. Flynn was disappointed with the mayor's action.
I was hopeful that Mayor Sullivan would show what I would view to be some courageous leadership and allow this ordinance to become law. He chose not to. I think that's unfortunate. I feel badly for the thousands of Anchorage residents who will be disenfranchised by that decision.
The assembly passed the ordinance by a 7-4 vote. That's one short of the number needed to override a mayor's veto. Flynn does not expect an attempt to do so.
If the votes aren't there, there's no point in embarrassing anybody in my mind. Unless I hear something remarkable, I suspect we will just move on.
Some Anchorage religious leaders said their churches supported the ordinance, but the two-month-long series of public hearings was dominated by the influence of conservative congregations, in particular that of Pastor Jerry Prevost and the Anchorage Baptist Temple. The pastor had led similar campaigns against gay rights dating back to the 1970s. Since the ordinance passed last Tuesday, Pastor Prevost had urged the thousands in his congregation to write the mayor's office, supporting a veto.
"We were hopeful that the mayor would realize that the majority of the people of Anchorage did not support this kind of ordinance, and also from the input that there's really not a discrimination problem in our city, and that most large companies give some protection to the homosexual community already, and this would have adverse effects upon the small businessmen and religious people."
When the gay rights issue came up in the past, several assembly members who had supported the anti-discrimination measure encountered a concerted effort against them at the polls, leading to their defeat. Pastor Prevost says this time may be different.
"It's better for the community to just let it die. Now, the individuals who supported it, they may have to deal with that on an individual basis, and the issue may come be brought up at that time, but I would just hope that we would not have to bring this issue up again and put our city through this."
Jackie Buckley is with Equality Works, one of the primary backers of the anti-discrimination ordinance. Buckley says her group will continue its efforts. She questions the mayor's reference to no evidence of discrimination.
"The reason that there isn't any record is that there's no law preventing that discrimination, so no one is keeping track, except for the anecdotal stories that were presented, many of them before the assembly, and in the 1 in 10 document and prima facie that were presented in the 80s and 90s.
Buckley said because her group had hoped the mayor would not veto the ordinance, they hadn't really thought about starting an initiative drive to put it on this April's ballot. "We were just taking it one step at a time," she said. Mayor Dan Sullivan's father, George, vetoed a similar anti-discrimination ordinance in the 1970s. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.